Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
You need to get out of bed and wake up.
Get your butt up.
Time to wake up.
Don't hit snooze.
Wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Get up.
You gotta wake up!
Welcome to Wake Up Week, day four. We've had two very successful, and then one that...
The jury is still out.
We cannot wake.
Yeah.
We cannot wake them up yesterday. What was her name? Sydney or something?
Despite the crazy clowns.
Yeah, she was terrified of clowns. Yesterday, we woke up a girl that was terrified of clowns.
Yeah.
And she definitely did not wake up like we expected.
Oh, my God.
She's under the bed covers.
Wakey, wakey.
We finally got a scream about 5 minutes in.
Seriously,
her name was Kaylee, by the way.
You know, I have to sympathize with parents of teenagers every morning they go through this. That kid was not going to wake up.
No.
Yeah.
It took forever.
So we lowered the age bracket today. We're going to go for an 11-year-old.
Okay.
Fifth grade boy by the name of Joseph.
All right. Let's
bring in Elena Davies.
Good morning, selfie queen.
Good morning, guys.
Now, Elena, we got to be extra quiet because I have here in my notes that Joseph sleeps with the door open.
Oh. She does.
Dang.
We're in the room right next door. We're in his brother's room.
Okay.
So we're having to be extra quiet today so we don't wake him up.
And you have mom next to you?
I do have mom here.
Yeah, let's talk to mom, Crystal.
Yes.
Hi, Crystal.
Yes. Hello.
Now, Joseph is supposed to wake up in about 11 minutes every morning, right? About the same time?
Yes.
But
yes.
He usually doesn't get up until 7 o'clock central.
Yes, so it's 30 minutes of nonstop grief.
What are some of the tactics you've taken to try and get him up?
Usually, I will start. I will start to go wake him up. And then if he doesn't wake up, then I'll text my daughter Cynthia and my sister will go wake him up and then that won't work.
How big is your house?
Yeah, because she's upstairs and I'm upstairs getting ready.
Oh, you just lazy.
So, that's hilarious. Yeah.
Yes, I text her. Yeah.
Okay. You text your daughter upstairs.
Yes. So, and then she tries to wake him up and that.
Uh-oh.
Lastly, we go to dad, and dad is reinforcements at the end if he truly does not get up.
So you text him or email?
Yeah. Conference call?
Hey, what is it that Joseph does that keeps him up so late? Is he into video games or the TV or his cell phone?
You know, sometimes he'll go to bed on time and he still won't wake up. So
That's the thing. I mean,
he's
say
on iPad or homework. He has a lot of homework.
There is a biological reason. They say it's like a physical reason kids need more sleep because they're growing.
I feel like I used to do that sometimes. So, I could sleep like 15 hours in the summer.
Partially, it's not his fault, but the fact is he's still got to get up.
You got to get up. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Got to get up.
Yes, and then you compare him to brother. Brother has been awake since 5:45 here. He gets up on his own, and he's ready.
He's your favorite child.
Right. Yeah.
No.
Oh, come on. You can tell us. You can tell. Every parent's got a favorite.
Everyone has a favorite.
Joseph is your least favorite right now, right?
Yeah.
No, you wait till you meet him. He's like the perfect child.
Well,
he would give me no problems.
We'll see once we wake him up. Now, Elena, we've got some very special people who are going to help us wake up Joseph this morning.
We sure do. Are y'all ready to do this?
Yeah. Who is it that's joining us this morning?
We've got a drum line.
Yes.
So this is going to be loud.
Isn't it Ken in there?
Yeah, I think he's downstairs.
All right, so
we have the Dallas Cowboys Rhythm and Blues Drumline.
They're a famous drumline.
So hopefully he's a fan of that team.
We have Todd, James, Ronald, and Jeremiah who are going to drum
their way into his
Joseph
room.
Awake.
Here we go.
We got to be quiet because the door's open.
Okay, let's do it.
We're sneaking into his room right now.
Okay, here we go.
Are we ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Joseph is 11, and he's about to be woken up by a drumline. This is Wake Up Week. Oh, look at him sleeping. He's sleeping soundly. He is passed out. That dude.
Watch on Kid TV. Watch on Kid TV.
Snares, everything.
Kid TV.
because of the noise.
They're so good.
Joseph!
I would love to be woken up.
He is not moving.
What's up with these kids?
I love a drum line.
I do too.
Come on, wake me up.
I love Elena just throws the headphones on him. Joseph.
Panic in the morning's wake up week.
Hey, Joseph.
Joseph.
Hey, buddy.
What's up? He is delirious. Look at his eyes.
He's confused.
He's like, where are those cowboy chilies?
Joseph. What? What?
Joseph, this is the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and you were nominated by your family because you apparently have a hard time waking up in the morning.
Are you awake, Joseph?
Look at his eyes.
He's like, what's happening?
Oh, my gosh. He's so confused.
Am I dreaming?
Are you awake? Hey,
buddy.
You say good morning to the Kid Craddock Morning Show?
Oh, he's exhausted.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, Joseph.
Joseph,
are you okay?
What went through
you?
What went through your body when you heard those drums?
Else? Morning radio is not in his future.
He's just so
rubbing his eyes.
Hey, Joseph. Are you out? Joseph, talk to us, buddy. How you doing?
You have a pretty girl standing in front of you.
Hi. Joseph, why are you so difficult to wake up every morning?
I just don't like school.
You don't like school?
You like school?
What's wrong with school, bud?
You have to wake up really early.
Yeah, that's the stinky part.
It's going to turn into therapy
now.
What's going on at school?
Yeah.
Well, you're in the fifth grade, so only 7 more years of this nonsense.
And then you got college.
And then you
got
to get up for work. Oh. It never ends, Joseph.
It doesn't get better.
Or are you? I don't feel like you're even awake yet. Do you need the drum line to play you another beat?
I think he needs
some more.
I think he needs a little more.
Okay, hit him again.
All right, hit him again, fellas.
Come on, wake him up.
Come on, Joseph. Get up, buddy. Go.
Hey, start dancing, Joseph.
Go, Joseph.
Put a little boogie on that dance step.
What?
Get him up, Elena.
Elena, take a selfie with him.
Throw your hands up. Throw your hands up.
Elena, help him out of bed so
he
can dance.
She can't hear over the drum line.
Help him out of bed.
All right,
Get him up to dance, Elena.
Oh, there's movement.
There's movement.
Oh, now he's getting into fetal position.
Oh.
Joseph is moving.
Here we go.
All right. Okay.
Oh, he's up.
Sitting up.
He's up.
Joseph is up. Sitting up on the bed. All right.
These might help.
So cute.
Isn't he adorable?
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
Oh, he needs his glasses.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
He is.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Now, Joseph, that took a lot to get you to wake up this morning, but we have something we want you to do for us, okay? Can you hear me, Joseph?
Can you hear him?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to raise your right hand and repeat after me. Yes.
Raise your right hand.
I, Joseph, promise to wake up every morning when I'm supposed to.
I must wake up when I'm supposed to.
If I continue not to wake up when I'm supposed to.
And I'm supposed to not wake up when I'm not supposed to.
I give the Kid Craddock Morning Show permission.
I give the Kid Craddock Morning Show permission.
To wake me up in ways that will scar me for life.
That's close enough, Joseph.
That's good.
That's close enough, Joseph. You want us to let you go so you can get another 10 minutes of sleep?
No, you should probably brush your teeth with that pretty girl standing in front of you.
You can put your arm down now, Joseph.
Yeah, you can put your hand out down now. There you go.
How about a quick selfie? You know you've got the queen of selfies, celebrity, right there standing next to you.
Yeah, you
got to
take a selfie with her, okay, Joseph?
Are you ready for our selfie together?
Yeah, you got a girlfriend or something? Is she going to get jealous?
All right, it's time.
All right.
Well, that was fun.
Good job.
Thank you so much.
Good job,
the Dallas Cowboys Rhythm and Blue Drumline waking up Joseph this morning. Todd, James, Ronald, and Jeremiah.
They don't usually get up this early either.
I love
ready?
That.
Oh,
they're taking a selfie.
Yep.
Oh, adorable.
We will put the selfies up at kidnation.com when Elena sends them to
us. Look at her. She's so funny.
She's like, no.
Let's get some with the drummers,
Yeah, get the drummers. I love drummers.
Let's talk to one of the drummers.
Super cute, too.
Yeah, pick the cutest.
Pick the cutest.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure. I feel really awkward right now.
They didn't hear that, did they?
Yeah,
no, they didn't.
Okay, put the cutest on.
So
pick,
all right, who wants to talk to the Kidcratic Morning Show?
No, Elena, pick the cutest.
Put the one with the pregnant drum.
Elena, you got two single girls in here. Pick the cutest.
Okay.
Oh, he's got a GoPro on his
head.
Can you hear us okay?
What's up, bro?
Oh, I can't hear you yet. Hold on.
Yeah.
I can't hear us yet.
There you go.
Hi, which drummer are you?
Hey, my name is James Bear.
Hey, yeah, Bear.
James, what's up? James?
What's up, Bear?
How's it going?
How long have you been drumming for, James?
Probably about 18 or 19 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Drumming?
That's kind of hot. Yeah. You know, they say when a man walks through, a man walks around with a guitar strapped to his back, it really gets the chicks. How many chicks do you get with that big drum attached to your belly?
I lost track a while ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Hello, drummer groupies.
The drum line is the hottest. I love it.
Yeah. I love the drum line. James, are you a taken man?
Sort of.
Okay, can you put
James?
James, then could you put Todd, Ronald, or Jeremiah on, please?
Well, here's Todd.
Is this Todd? Yeah. Hey, Todd.
On to the next one.
Hey, Todd.
This is Todd.
Hello.
Hey, Todd.
This is Todd.
Thank you so much for getting up and doing this for us this morning.
And you have the little drums.
Problem.
You have the little drums, right? The ones right by the...
Yeah, he's got big drums here.
He's got the snare.
That's like the fanny pack drum.
Yeah. I got the snare, but we've got a lot of big drums here.
How do you make out with girls when you have the drum on?
Say that again?
How do you make out with girls when you have your drum right there? Just getting in the way
of
everything.
How do I make out with girls when I have a drum on?
Yeah.
That's a secret.
Take us out with a drum solo, homie.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
I can tell
will you
how
guys
much
take us
it.
Out with something else?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys want. Just take us out with another song.
All right, we'll play with something real quick.
All right, come on. One, two.
Let them count themselves down.
I love doing that part.
Here we go.
Boom. That's what I'm talking about.
That was Wake Up Week with the Kidcratic Morning Show. Joseph is awake.
There he is.
His family's awake. His neighbors are awake.
Oh, they're loving that right now, aren't they?
Yeah. We'll let them go before the cops show up and they try to blame this noise on us. Thank you, Elena.
Boy,
thank you.
Thank you, Drumline.
Thank you to the Dallas Cowboys Rhythm and Blue Drumline.
Yes. Todd, James, Ronald, and Jeremiah.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back.
Last night was the season finale for America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
A winner was crowned. But real quick, if you watched, you noticed that Nick Cannon had some fancy footwear last night.
I did notice those sparklers.
My girlfriend was asking me if I would wear those. I'm like, not. Nick kind of pulls it off.
Under the right circumstances, it makes sense.
Yeah.
You're on stage.
He looked good.
Yeah.
No argument.
Would you wear them out to the club now?
No. Yeah. People step on them. But when you're on stage, you wear those bad boys.
Yo, what's up? Nick Cannon here. And, I'm repping for At Women's Wear Daily. This is my outfit for the first part of the AGT Finals. $2 million shoes, a million each foot.
$2 million dollar shoes.
I'm just spending all of Mariah's money before we get divorced.
I think he turned that wedding ring into the shoes.
Oh man.
Because he's definitely still not wearing it.
He's flashy.
Probably about $1 million bow tie, I guess. Because, they all matched. All of these it wasn't sequin. I don't know what the heck it was.
I just can't justify. I don't know. No. I've just been so aware of how hard people have it lately.
Yeah.
To stand there next to one of the singers who literally cleans toilets and houses for a living and she's finally getting her big break. He's like, oh yeah, but look at my shoes.
$2 million
shoes. You go back to scrubbing toilets. Yeah, I just can't wrap my brain around
that.
No,
but he gets that for free. Do you know what I mean?
I get it, but it's still
all their clothes are free, so it's almost like if you become a big star, you get this stuff for free.
But people are going to all the trouble of making $2 million shoes.
I know.
And
people buy them.
That's why people are doing America's Got Talent.
Now,
rich and famous.
Now, if you taped America's Got Talent, which you shouldn't because it's a live show, we were going to talk about it the next day. There's a spoiler alert.
Okay.
So, and you talk about spoiled.
Oh, my goodness.
The whole season was spoiled for my child.
So if you don't want to know who wins, just give us 20 seconds and then pod that volume back up starting now.
America has voted. The winner of the $1 million and the star of the headline show in Las Vegas is...
And he deserves it.
That's the magician?
Yeah.
Okay. So he won one of Nick's shoes.
He was really incredible.
Yeah.
But it's also, you have to remember, it's a Vegas act.
Right.
I know.
You know,
I
they had a puppet.
He was the one that did the bit with Rosie and Howard in the car.
Right, right. This is perfect.
But,
this
guy's
perfect for it.
It was kind of obvious he was going to win, because when it got down to the final two, when they would go to commercial break and come back, they were all, the crowd was cheering for him more than the girl.
Right.
I didn't watch enough to know everybody's story, but apparently my daughter did. I don't know when she watched it. She wasn't really watching it with me.
Yeah.
The past week or two we've been
on
watching
her iPad.
It.
She fell in love with somebody on the show.
She was in love with someone, and a lot of people were in love with this little boy named Quintavious.
Oh, yeah, shut up.
He got up there last night, killed it with Jennifer Hudson.
He was about 8, 10 years old?
Maybe 11 or 12.
Yeah. He's 12 years old.
Little black kid.
Started singing in the church in Franklin, Tennessee at the age of 3.
Kind of reminds me of Urkel, but with a bigger smile, if that's possible.
He sang the national anthem for the Franklin Cowboys, the Franklin Baseball Club in Tennessee, and the Nashville Sounds. So he also
his grandmother, he gives credit for helping him,
and
you know, develop his voice.
And just as intelligent as he wants to be,
And it was all for you. All for you.
Gives credit to God. He's like, God gave me this voice. I'm so glad he did.
Man,
no, dude.
How old is he again?
About 12.
12 years old.
Well, awesome, it was shocking because they were doing the top 5 or 6. I don't know what it was down to.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the Latin singer went out, and the Latin rock star. Everybody kind of expected Miguel or whatever his name was.
He was okay, yeah.
And the next, I'm sitting there with the McKellie. I was like, okay, I think the next to go will be the gymnastics kids or whatever. I was just picking it out.
But they were great.
They were great, yeah.
But what a shock, because I think people thought he would be at least top 2 or 3.
Quintavious, yeah.
Quintavious went home. And I'm sitting there, I'm half watching because I don't really watch America's Got Talent. I'm playing Candy Crush on my phone.
Right.
While my daughter's watching this, I'll admit it, I can't give it up. And suddenly I realize after Quintavious is announced as number 5th runner-up or whatever, my daughter's crying. So being a good radio personality, I turned on the recorder on my phone.
Don't console her.
Rather than going, what's wrong?
I was like, what is going on? Are you crying? And here's what happened.
Why are you so upset?
Because I wanted him to win.
Who?
Quintavious.
You don't even know Quintavious.
I don't care.
You don't even know him.
Because
why? You don't even know Quintavious.
I wanted him to win.
He's not crying.
What can I do to make you feel better?
My God.
What can I do to make you feel better?
What?
Callie. That's enough.
It's like you're almost throwing up crying.
It's just one talent competition.
She's crying for a little black kid.
It's
awesome.
Calm her down now.
McKellie, seriously. McKellie, stop it.
You're laughing at her.
That their wild gets ridiculous. Gianna starts laughing. Then too,
because
I'm like laughing. I'm like, this is silly.
How old is Emma Kelly again?
She'll be 8.
Touches my heart that her heart goes out to a little black kid like that. That touches me. I'm so glad that Obama won. Can you imagine?
Right? Has she ever cried?
And then you would have been crying.
Has she ever cried like that for anything else?
Yeah, she gets upset. She has a very deep felt affection. Black people. I don't know why. When black people are
where'd you get
hurt,
that from?
Like if she sees it on a TV show and a black person is being discriminated against or treated poorly, she'll start crying.
That's my girl.
Upset.
I love Emma Kelly for that. Now, who had a bigger freak out? Emma Kelly when Quintavious?
Quintavious. It's a tough
Quintavious.
Name.
When Quintavious?
Quintavious.
Quintavious
got kicked out?
Go. Yes. So you're going to make Emma Kelly cry. You can't even pronounce his name.
It's a tough name. Quintavious.
Yes.
When he got kicked out. Or Big Al Mack yesterday when he was punished by holding a tarantula.
Oh.
Why don't you turn your hand over in your palm so it can be in your palm, Al?
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen a grown man act this way.
All right.
This is ridiculous.
Go ahead.
I would dump you if we were dating.
Turn your hand over.
Put your hand
flat. I've never.
Al, it's not even on you. It's not even on you.
The spider is crawling.
Now it's on you.
It's crawling on Al's hand now.
Al, it hasn't even gotten on your hand yet.
Man, Al, you're supposed
to be... Oh, boy. I never saw it on my... Because my eyes were shut so tight. I was like...
We heard you.
No.
I've never in my life seen that kind of reaction out of a grown man. I really haven't.
Yeah.
A tarantula?
You should be embarrassed.
No, I'm not embarrassed. I was a tarantula.
I didn't even know that was your biggest fear.
I was a huge tarantula.
I thought you were a lot more into cockroaches. I guess you don't run across as many tarantulas as you do cockroaches. Yeah,
that's just a hairy...
Al's eyes were watering.
Tarantula.
That was a...
I'm getting goosebumps all over again.
You were panting. I don't even know what kind
of panting
that was.
Guess what, Al?
It's tarantula day two.
No,
Thursday.
No, it's not.
That was almost the amount of whining I was doing when I found out Kelly had business cards and we didn't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
the thing is, you've always had access to them.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
You've always been able just to go back there and say, yes, you have.
Well, nobody told me.
All
nobody
you ever had me. To do was order some. You know, you just ask. It's like if you want some pens, you know, they'll order you some pens.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Are those my business cards? They've brought in three sets of business cards.
Well, we did request yesterday something kind of different than what Kelly had.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. You guys had some kind of like weird demands on business cards you'd like.
I was kidding.
So check out Kid TV. We're going to put it up right now, and you guys could see it. First off was Big Al's. He said he wanted just simply his name, Big Al Mack. He said he wanted us to put on there that his job title was Laughologist.
Yeah.
And also to put his email address. So this is the card that Russ Face came up with.
Did he spell everything right?
I think so.
Was it in black and white?
I don't know.
Why is it in
there's
black
a little bit of racism in there, I believe.
There's a black face. That's a black face, man. Look at that, Kelly. That's a lawsuit. Email me that on Kid TV right now. Yeah.
So you're the Laughologist. That's your card. Okay. You can also see him.
Kelly, I think I got legs. I'm calling Kirk back today. I'm calling my attorney.
You asked for the business card.
I asked for it.
What about some Kid Craddock in the Morning logoage?
You didn't say that.
Yeah,
I didn't either, so I
didn't say
I wanted that.
So Jenna requested that her business card just very simply just say her name and to say, I talk and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's the business card the Russ Face came up with.
Yeah.
Very simple. Very basic.
Okay. All right.
I talk and stuff.
I did say I want thick and off-white, and these are kind of pinky, which is weird.
These are just the ones that we could come up with in the office for a podcast.
Right.
Next, JC.
There's no affiliation to the show on the card so far.
Yeah, right?
You guys didn't specify.
I didn't want my email,
well, you
though,
figured
because I didn't, I didn't want to be able to
it's
be
it's a business card.
Yeah, that figured... he wasn't listening to
see,
you.
See, that's really...
We put fake emails on
you there. Wanted no contact whatsoever.
No, I didn't want any information.
Those are fake.
Sorry.
Those aren't legit.
What's the point of a business card if it hasn't even got real information
real...
out?
Yeah, I'm just upset. Okay, go ahead.
JC wanted just simply his job title to be, quote, one of the rest.
Yeah, right.
And so here's JC's.
Okay. Oh, the Mexican flag.
See, I like this one.
I love it. With Kelly's phone number.
So this is the mock-up.
Okay.
The mock-up. So
that's
you just
awesome.
Have to give your approval and you'll get the real thing?
I'm not approving mine.
I like it.
And lastly,
that's technically the Italian flag, though.
It kind of looks Italian, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Those are the colors of the Mexican flag.
I need the eagle in the middle.
This was great.
Well, we'll take notes and we'll make sure Russ Face reworks them.
Uh-huh.
And lastly, Shannon, she wanted hers to... have the rainbow flag incorporated somehow in the color scheme.
No, just text. The text was going to be rainbow.
She also wanted her job title to be button pusher.
Yeah,
button pusher.
Like there was a lot of...
slash writer.
A lot of characters.
Uh-huh.
Slash survivor.
I didn't
survivor.
Say that.
You did? Somebody said survivor.
Said
I wrote it down.
I said survivor.
Yeah. Well, and, Kelly says goes. Okay.
And your phone number. And I'm not sure if that's your real phone number, but Russ Face put it on there. So there's your card.
Oh,
Shannon's is actually really good.
She's got her face on it.
Shannon's is good.
Yeah.
That's
this is
awesome.
Like something you would find on the back of a bathroom stall somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They couldn't fit the E on the
that's
card.
That's great.
Call M.
It's on there. That's
it's
just short.
There.
Oh, okay.
So.
We got business cards.
You got business.
Awesome.
At least you have like four.
Yay.
If you see anybody today, you can give it to them and we can rework it.
I am not giving anybody this card with a black face on it.
You want.
You just gave it to me.
Why? You want white face?
No.
What? You got a brother on your card. That's cool.
It's not really black face.
It's not black face. It's just
it's
black and white.
Really,
like black and white.
It's black
person.
Body.
It's it's just black.
The mouse white.
It's entirely offensive, not just partly.
Thank you. Yeah.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
It's time to play $1,000 Tag Team Trivia. If you signed up at KidNation.com, listen for your name to be called.
Now, since I'm actually going to be the player today, you're going to go ahead and call the names, right?
All right, I'll call the names out for you after. You need to concentrate.
I need to concentrate, yep. Man. Okay, I got my thinking cap on.
Leave that brain blank.
No problem.
Don't let anything enter.
You got to practice.
Yeah. All right, here are the three names.
Okay.
I will call those three names. You have 10 minutes to call us back. First one in gets to play, and your partner will be Big Al Mack.
Yes.
Whether you like it or not.
Yes.
You'll automatically win $500, so there's at least you get that, and you'll work your way up.
If I played, we won $1,000.
No, she did.
My team won $1,000.
And you'll get to work your way up to $1,000 based on how many questions you can answer.
All right.
Here are your names.
Come on.
Leslie Dabbs, Linda Beltran, Jennifer Bishop. Jennifer Bishop, Linda Beltran, Leslie Dabbs. You have 10 minutes to call us back. First one in gets to play with
me. 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK IT. Most importantly, the first one to call back gets that guaranteed $500.
Exactly.
And $1,000.
At least there's that.
And I have no faith in them.
Oh, Al, you know, I have faith in our listeners.
Tiger, hello.
Oh, speaking of that,
Al. Our listeners.
Tiger. It's been almost a week since Tiger Lion Gate took place.
You can't just list off the one question you may have gotten right.
That maybe. All of y'all got wrong. Can maybe. We emphasize that part?
Okay. Don't you say your guess wasn't even with confidence. It was
you
a
said
very
liger.
Shaky guess.
It doesn't matter. It was right.
So we're on, what, day seven? Day six of Lion Tiger Gate?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been trying
y'all
to figure out.
It, y'all won't let it go. That's the bad part. That hurts me a little bit. I'm getting a little something right. And y'all,
well, here's the thing.
It can't be right.
I think you just said it because we all said something different.
Here's the thing. You know, perception is reality. And we perceive the lion to be bigger than the tiger. So for us, that is the truth.
Have you looked at the lion?
Science.
It's a big.
Scientific facts, baby.
The question was, Mike, what was it? The biggest.
Member of the cat family.
The biggest member of the cat family.
Yeah, and it's tiger.
People are sending
by hundreds of pounds.
Photos of children's books where they say the Siberian tiger is the largest member of the cat. Like
we had a 13-year-old, very confident girl yesterday, but we also had a lot of people write us and say we were wrong. So
we went out on the street.
And y'all still
won't
let it go.
50-50.
It was a 50-50 split that the lion was indeed the biggest member of the cat family.
I have let it go. I agree, but I think we just need some official.
Yeah.
What else do you need?
Official. Kelly and I are not letting this go.
No, we can't.
Brother can't have 20 years. Brother can't have one right in.
Nope.
Okay. Are we going to finally put this to rest today?
Yep.
Yeah,
yes.
We're going to put it to rest because
to do that?
Wildlife expert.
She's worked with all of these cats for, her whole life?
Probably. Well, not when she was like one, but.
Well, what?
When she was old enough.
Come on.
When
she was old enough to do it. Stephanie Arney, good friend of the show, wildlife expert.
Mm-hmm. Host of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Hello, Miss Arney.
Hey, Stephanie.
Good morning, guys.
Our only regret is that you're not here in person.
Yeah. With I know.
To share this wisdom.
Considering a lion's my favorite animal, Stephanie, because you've brought many animals to us in studio in the past.
Yeah, you could have brought in a cub or something.
That'd be nice.
Maybe next time.
If I were there, I'd want to bring in the largest of all the cats.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Which?
Oh, good.
That happens to be what we're discussing today, Stephanie Arney from Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Stephanie, thank you very much for calling in to have my back.
You don't know what she's going to say?
I've always liked you.
She hasn't answered yet.
I've always liked you a lot.
You don't know what she's going to say.
Now, Stephanie, I'm sure this is a question or something that people get confused often, right?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good answer.
No, not everybody. Some of us know.
Some people just think it's just a foregone conclusion that everybody knows what the biggest cat is in the cat kingdom.
Yeah. Sometimes they put it as the first question in the $1,000 tag team trivia.
Yeah, which kind of screws it up for the person playing.
And for my credibility. Yep. So, Stephanie
Arney, you're going to be the definitive answer here. We're never going to argue this question again. The debate will be settled today.
Good.
What is the largest member of the cat family?
The Siberian or Mar tiger.
Thank you. For the first time ever, I am dancing to the Kelly's Wrong Dance. This is for you, kid.
Yeah, I do the bend over look. See the one. Yeah, that one.
Rub the butt and all that. Yeah. That's for kid.
For kid, I'm going to let you get away with that.
Thank you.
All right, Stephanie. So it's that particular tiger. So not all tigers are bigger than lions.
No, there's around six different species of tigers that exist on the planet, and a lot of people right now over the radio are going, what about the liger?
Yeah.
Okay, well, first of all, the liger is, like, the biggest mix, right? It's a mix between a male lion and a female tiger. So they can get around 800 to 1,200 pounds, but none of these animals currently exist in the wild. So anybody that currently has them is because they have purposely bred them or it was an accidental breeding. And so they're not really part of the cat kingdom, but they used to. There used to be Asiatic lions that did exist, and so they used to have similar territories. So there are documents and, like, pictures, you know, paintings of kings sitting next to a liger. So they could have existed a very, really long time ago, but they don't now. So the ones that currently exist, and there are populations in the wild, would be the largest of the tiger species. That would be an Amura or Siberian people. Kind of, they're interchangeable.
Well,
that's around 400 to 700 pounds.
Damn. I blame our confusion on Disney.
Yeah, way to go, Disney.
They drew the Lion King exceptionally big.
Way too big.
He did. He was huge. And he had a song that played every time he, like, stood up magnanimously. No, what other cat gets a song like that?
Yeah. I blame it on Disney.
Not the Siberian tiger, I'll tell you that.
No, there's not.
Smelly cat.
He's underappreciated.
Siberian cartoon.
Smelly cat.
The tiger is underappreciated.
Like a really large lion would be around 500 pounds.
Wow. And Siberian tiger is what, like 900 pounds?
Around 700. The largest ever recording in existence was one that was hunted in, I think back in the 60s, and he was 845 pounds. But that is an exceptionally large one.
Yes.
So typically, they get around 700.
And now, so the tiger's larger. Does the tiger always win in a fight in the wild with a lion?
Well, like I said, they don't usually come into each other's territory, but there are people that have tried to fight them before. I think that was like on a Mythbusters or something. I usually don't watch stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I purposely would never want to go near a tiger. The fact that they strike you and you don't even know they're coming. That's how stealthy those creatures are. Lions, not that they don't have great camouflage, and not that they're not stealthy. I mean, the people that have to walk around in tiger territory, which are various different countries, right? China, Malaysia, India, all that, they have to wear masks behind their head to make it look like
Cincinnati.
You're always facing every direction. Otherwise, that's when the tiger comes
Detroit.
Up. You eat before you even realize it.
Well, it's fascinating. Okay, the argument's settled. And you know
what
else? We're never going to bring it up on the Kid Craddock Morning Show again.
Kelly, do you have something you'd like to say to me? A couple of little words that you'd like to say to me. Come on, let me get a little closer.
Which words? There's so many I could think of.
Well, I'm right here.
You want to hear?
I'm right here. There's two little words, Kelly Raspberry. There's two little words.
Is one of them a contraction?
Uh-huh.
I want to take a moment to apologize.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Is that what you want?
Here's my hand. Here's my hand. Here's my hand, Kelly.
What do you want me to do with your hand?
Here's my hand.
Take your hand?
Take my hand.
You got
to
do it?
I'm kind of confused as to which thing you want me to say.
Give me those two little words.
Oh, that's what you want?
Give me those two.
I thought you wanted me to say you're right.
Yeah, I did too.
You'd rather have the apology?
Either way.
From the man who will never apologize for things that he should?
Either one. I'm good with either one.
Would you feel better about yourself if I just said you're right?
I need both now. Okay.
It's four.
No.
And two of them are contractions, so it's really technically six.
Give me those four. Okay, give me those four.
Okay, how about this, Al?
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Come on,
you
Kelly.
Are right.
Wait. Yep. Record this. Record. JC, hit something.
This is all being recorded.
You are right. Uh-huh. I am sorry.
I am so sorry, Kelly.
That's okay.
Thank you, Stephanie.
I'm mad at you, Stephanie.
Where can we follow you on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram?
At Stephanie Arne, that's simple.
And it's A-R-N-E is how you spell it, but you can see her web series, wildkingdom.com.
Yeah, she has pictures with squirrels, squirrels, squirrels!
I don't think she's hanging out with squirrels at the zoo.
No? Uh-huh.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Well, out. Nobody wants to call in and play with you.
It's not even worth $500 to play with you. You may be right, but there's that.
Yeah, we called three names to play $1,000 tag team trivia with guaranteed $500 to play with Big Al Mack.
Uh-huh.
None of those three called in?
None of them called in.
Leslie Dabbs, Amanda Beltran, and Jennifer Bishop.
I think they're all celebrating that.
Your time is up.
Oh, man.
Someone tweeted, I hope you guys don't find this in poor taste, but they said, since Al's the only one to play with, if my name's called, can I just ask for a Ouija board and to play with Kid?
Wow.
That hurts. People really don't want to play with you.
You know what? I'm not going to let that bother me.
No, because Kid would be happy.
Because Kelly said, I'm right, and she apologized.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
Oh, we got a song for it and everything.
Nice. Real problem.
We all have problems.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it makes us feel a little bit better to vent. You know, you just want to throw it out there and be like, oh, man, this happened to me. Now I feel so much better.
But then again, sometimes you say those problems, you're like, man, I really got it pretty good.
Exactly.
That's my problem.
And that's the point of this bit.
Right.
Throw out your first world problem so you realize, actually, we don't have it that bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday, I got my steak all marinated.
Oh, yeah.
I got it all ready to go. Uh-huh. I put it next to the grill.
Yeah.
And then I go to turn my grill on, and I'm out of propane.
Out of propane.
Mm. Mm. I hate it.
Need to Hank Hill.
First world problem.
Fried in a pan. Yeah.
No, I didn't even make it, Kelly.
Oh,
I'm not frying it.
Threw it out. You couldn't even cook it.
I just put it back in the fridge so I can go get propane.
If your first world problem is worse than that, call us and share it with us.
Please do.
800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Marissa says from Facebook, my phone charger for my new Samsung S5 is just a little too short, so I can't lay comfortably in my Tempur-Pedic bed to play on my phone while it charges. Oh, sorry.
It is uncomfortable.
I have one along those lines, Al.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's on Twitter from Amanda. She says, power was flickering last night, so my Sleep Number bed kept beeping. First world problem.
Those things are expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the phone charging issues because I feel Jessica on this one. She said, I left my charger downstairs and keep forgetting to take it upstairs. So I go to bed with 3%, hoping it doesn't die before the alarm goes off. Can't tell you how many times it's so far and I can't lay in bed on my phone because the charger,
it's
up.
Too far, it's annoying.
Yeah. Oh, and Kenzie bought me one of those lights to read in the dark.
Yeah.
But it only lights up one page at a time.
Reading one page at a time.
I need it to light up the whole page so that I can seamlessly move on to the next page.
This is the one I love from Facebook. Jackie said, the battery in my car key fob has died. I have to use my key to get in and start my car. How annoying.
Oh, the cyborg saint wrote us.
Okay, okay.
The super fan from New Orleans. I made broccoli cheese couscous with almond milk. All I taste is almond milk. Oh, first world problems.
Don't you hate it?
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. Oh,
we have one from the staff in the office real quick before we go to the phone lines.
Lacey.
What's your first world problem?
Phone screener Lacey.
I ordered this beautiful custom-made wedding dress for my dog, and it's too small, so now I have to order another one.
Oh man.
Or you could get doggy lipo.
That is true.
Doggy
Good
lipo.
Idea. Thank you.
I don't know how you will survive, Lacey.
Right?
And we got another office complainer.
Yeah.
Hey. First world problem.
Hey,
hello, Greg.
So iOS 8 is out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the new update.
Yeah, the new update for the iPhone.
Mm.
I went to download it, and I don't have space for it.
Mm.
That's a common problem. It's 5 gigs.
Yeah.
That's happening with me, too.
It's too many apps, and I can't delete any more apps.
I need my apps.
I need apps.
I need my Family Guy apps.
I think you're going to need to get a new phone.
Oh, man. I still haven't updated iOS 7.
Well, it just came out. Oh, you haven't updated 7?
No. It's still,
Kelly.
What do I do?
How does your phone
update?
Will I have to do 7 before I get 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. You're going to have to try.
The nerds are laughing at you.
I don't know if
I'm not
can
say
handle
what.
It.
I'm scared to update it because it'll change everything.
Yeah.
I heard 8's great.
It's a real quick one.
Oh.
Chris says, the valet adjusted my seat settings.
How dare they?
That is annoying. That.
I hate when they do that because you get it just right.
Yep.
Let's go to the phone lines. Mm-hmm. Cassie, what's your first world problem?
I got a cover-up tattoo, and now I want to cover up the cover-up tattoo.
All right, well, what did you get covered up? Tell us
Rose
from the start.
I got covered up a heart, and I did this last night. Like, I just got the tattoo.
So you had a heart. You covered that up with what?
A paw print. It's supposed to be like an ink blot, like, you know, in psychology. Like, what does this look like?
Oh, okay.
And now you don't like it.
I just have this big black
blob
spot, so I'm going to have to get something even bigger and darker.
Shout out.
So what are you going to get?
Just think about it. She just got it.
I'm going to get a black cat, which is what I initially wanted. I don't even know why I changed it.
Yeah.
girl. So, all right.
Yeah, you're over tatted.
Sorry,
at some
Cassie.
Point, you just got to stop and say, I'm stuck with the ink blob.
Right. You don't want the blob, though.
Man.
Big old blob. Jason, what happened, buddy?
Hey, I dropped my iPhone on my iPad and broke it. Yeah, it was a pretty sad day.
Yeah, it is pretty sad, Jason. I'm sorry, buddy.
My iPhone on my iPad.
First world problems. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548. 800-5-GEEK-IT. I broke my iPad.
We have a predicament right here. Right. Robin, what's going on?
Hi. My problem is, on Monday night, my 7th grader has a varsity football game that he plays in, and my 16-year-old is on the season premiere of The Voice. What should I do?
You gotta, oh man.
Now, here's what you do.
You gotta record the season premiere.
Record the season premiere, okay. Go to the football game, come back and watch it as a family.
And that would make sense in a perfect world, except... that I told my 16-year-old he could have a party, a watch party at our house.
Oh,
and I don't feel good about having a house full of 16-year-olds and not being there.
Yeah.
I'd go with The Voice because there'll be more football games.
Yeah, if that's the case, then you have to go with the premiere party at the house.
It's a football game. What if he scores a touchdown?
I know. And everything they do is important.
It is.
One's not more important than the other.
Yeah.
Sounds like you need Jenna the babysitter.
We're gonna find out which one your favorite is on Monday.
Jenna the babysitter. It's a new character. We just came up with it.
Okay, that would be a hit with the 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Hey, with Jenna.
The 16-year-old's on The Voice. Oh, so you want me to host the watching party?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That would probably make me feel better.
Hold on. We'll see if Jenna's available that day, but maybe not.
She may have a date. She may have a date.
Maybe. You have a date. Yeah, she has 3 dates. We can't do those. Oh, how about this one from Danielle on Twitter?
3 days.
Danielle says, I'm afraid my Spurs championship ring won't fit. First world problem.
Molly says, my automatic garage door opens too slowly.
Elevator in my condo, I live on the 3rd floor. There's only 3 floors. It takes 2 minutes to go from the ground to the 3rd floor.
Oh, wow. No. Why don't you just take the stairs?
I always take the stairs. But if you have a lot of bags or your dog's overweight and tired, he goes and stands in front of the elevator. 2 minutes.
Mm.
Brooklyn, I'm sure a lot of ladies can sympathize with you. Go ahead.
Good morning, y'all. So I go to school for about 8 hours a day, and then right after that, I go to work. And so by the time I'm home, I don't have enough good lighting to take selfies.
I totally feel you on that one.
You try to get the one in the bathroom with the lights right in front of your face so it looks good and your skin doesn't look all disgusting, but it doesn't really work out too well.
Yeah,
right.
No bathroom.
They need
natural light.
Maybe with the update, they'll get a flash on the selfie side of the
phone. The new iPhone, actually, is great, I've heard, because it's the selfie camera.
Yeah.
And, hey, tip!
What?
I learned, maybe you can find time to do this at work. Maybe some people know this. I learned yesterday, if you plug your headphones, your workout headphones into your cell phone, you can use the plus volume on the headphone cord, just like you would on the side of the iPhone.
This is big.
To take a selfie so it gives you more extension. Does that make sense? So you
and
can prop your phone up.
Earbuds.
Yeah, no, you don't
sure.
have to have them in.
Oh,
you use
right.
it as a cord.
You just
you
hold
don't
it
have
out.
To have them in.
So if you have
I was thinking the same thing, yeah.
If you have dinosaur arms, you can put the phone away.
What's up?
So that's more discreet selfies, too.
Exactly.
Exactly. So you could just sit your phone somewhere that does have better lighting, and you can stand back in better lighting and just have your headphone cords down at your waist and just hit the plus button like you would on the side of the phone, and then you have a more flattering selfie.
Selfie tip from Jenna right there.
There you go.
Very, very helpful.
It's very helpful.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
Jenna showed me this yesterday. It was the coolest thing I've seen.
There's not a... Is that my... I don't know if I have...
Not all headphones have the volume control, but if yours does, then...
Yeah.
Yeah, all you got to do is hit that button.
I don't think mine does. Oh,
yeah,
mine does.
But they did say the new phone has better quality for selfies.
Miranda,
do I really have to download the 7 before I can get the 8?
You don't need to download it, but your phone will work.
Really, I would just recommend getting an update in general,
because
your apps are going to start freaking out.
I've got to update the 7 before I can get the 8,
probably.
Right?
Probably.
Why would you need to, though? Why can't you just go from...
I think you should plug your phone into your computer and just
it'll do it for you.
From there.
All right, go ahead.
Can we move on, Kelly? Is that fine?
Yeah. So we're trying
to do this. Miranda, what's your first world problem?
When you have to hold your phone in your right hand to take your selfie, but your left side is your better side.
Oh, no.
Honey, I sympathize with that.
I get it.
She tickled herself.
Yeah, she did.
Again, the headphone solution.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you hear Jenna's tip about plugging in your iPhone? Yeah.
Yeah, try it. I think it can make a world of difference. It gives you a lot longer arm reach, so you might be able to turn and get your better side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting that remote, but I can't ever seem to find it in a store. You have to buy it online. So.
Another first world problem. Mm. Yeah. Do they have a selfie sombrero, Shannon? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I saw a thing today where they have a selfie sombrero that you buy. It's got a little thing, a pocket on the front.
Awesome.
And you put your iPhone in the pocket, and then you can take a selfie.
There you go.
Tilt the sombrero to whichever side.
You're always wearing a sombrero?
That's the bad side.
They have a selfie brush now, too, that I saw.
Yeah, you can tilt the sombrero to whatever side is your better side.
Yeah.
And that's enough with the selfies.
The selfie sombrero.
I love that.
Enough is enough.
Okay. Oh, I love it.
Let's go to Alejandra. Or Alexandra.
Alexandra?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Thank you, Alexandra.
Finally, it bites him in the butt.
My bad.
My $800 bag is so big that I stuffed my $800 shoes inside, and then my back hurts.
Her back hurts.
Hey, thank you for admitting that.
Man, you're carrying $1,600 worth of stuff.
What brand are those shoes, $800 shoes?
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
What do you mean it's a secret?
I'm guessing.
What?
Louboutins.
Are they Louboutins?
How'd you know?
Well,
we didn't.
We're just guessing. So
sorry to spoil your secret.
I mean, it gives it away when you have the red thing on the bottom, right? That's how you know they're, they're the Louboutins?
Yeah, that's about the
Alexandra
price.
Has Louboutin shoes. Ooh, don't tell anybody it's a secret.
She don't want to be braggy. God.
Yeah. Sean, you got some problems with the bed?
Oh, I do. So recently I got this Tempur-Pedic bed and just finished medical school, so I'm supposed to be a resident, you know, paying attention in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
The bed is so comfy I can't ever make it to work on time. And just, I'm always late.
I've heard great things about that.
I have to. Do you mind me asking how much that bed costs?
It was $3,000.
Ooh.
But it's well worth the sleep then.
I just had a girlfriend
get one.
It's definitely
worth the sleep, but I'm losing money now.
Yeah.
Ooh, $3,000.
I'll tell you what, though, for how much you sleep on it, I had a girlfriend get one. She has back problems. And it has this remote control. So we, like, took a ride on it the other night. I'm like,
riding the mattress?
Yeah, you lay on it, and she was just moving it around to show us, like, all the different, you know, if you want to watch TV. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like doing crunches without doing any work. It just picks you up.
Right.
Picks up your legs.
Oh, what the lazy man workout right there. The Tempur-Pedic mattress.
The what?
Whatever.
No.
I don't know.
All right. Let's do one last one with Amelia. First world problem, Amelia.
My shellac manicure chip, and I can't get it fixed till tomorrow because I have a yoga class tonight.
Shout out to that.
What kind of yoga are you doing? Bikram?
I'm sorry?
Are you doing Bikram yoga?
No, I'm not down with that.
Mm. You don't like it's just sweat.
Bikram's hot.
Oh, I like it. You get all sweaty and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wear a white t-shirt or white pants if you go to Bikram yoga.
Is that a handy tip?
I made that mistake once.
That's JC's yoga tip of
the
day.
That's the only time I've been.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, we have one of those fancy schmancy iPhone 6s.
Fancy schmancy.
Mm-hmm.
We would give it to you if you can unlock the code. We've been giving out clues each day this week to the 4-digit passcode.
Last
so you can unlock the iPhone 6. Monday's clue, the first number in the code. Tuesday, second, third. Okay, you get it. So we're going to give you one more clue today. That'll be the fourth number.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hopefully you've been keeping up. We've been giving you clues on the air, on our social media site. So you should have all four after I give you this final clue. And when you have that fourth number, go to kidnation.com and guess the passcode. Everyone who guesses right is going to be entered into the drawing to win the iPhone 6. We'll draw that winner on Monday, okay? So the fourth number in the passcode.
Okay. What's the fourth clue?
The fourth clue for the number in the passcode. It's the number of times that Big Al and JC have been in a sleeping bag together. If you don't know for sure, we're going to give you a second clue.
Okay.
It's the same answer, but here's another way of guessing what the correct number is.
Right. Okay.
It's the number of times we've had Seth Rogen in studio.
Okay.
So if you think you've got that fourth and final number, plus the other three we've given you this week, go enter that right now at KidNation.com. We're going to draw the winner Monday.
Got it. Now
it's time for Big Al's pointless story of the day.
Well, not really pointless, I don't think. But I will say this. There is a serious controversy brewing in Big Al, Dr. Girlfriend world.
I feel like you guys fight a lot.
No, we just have these differing opinions on sometimes big things, sometimes small things, but sometimes it's the small things that end up being big things.
Right.
Yeah, wasn't it your battle over the donkey and the mule or something that almost ended
up? Kale.
The kale or spinach.
The horse and the
champagne
pony.
Bottle or whatever.
Yeah, the wine bottle. See, these are big things, but they turned into big things. This one is all centered around toilet paper.
Now, by the way, if you're listening to the music playing beneath Al's blog, he requested this. I believe it's Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton, y'all.
Yeah. Okay,
that's right.
So you know.
Which I heard another cool Blake Shelton song this morning. Anyway, first of all, I'm the first to say that I realize the embarrassment that comes with going to the store and buying a giant container of toilet paper, especially when it's the only thing that you are buying. But this isn't about buying the toilet paper. Our disagreement stemmed from the amount of toilet paper used per sitting. My girlfriend seems to think that 99% of bathroom events can be handled with 2 to 3 squares of toilet paper.
Oh.
Now, I'm not going to be gross here, but I will say that there's never, ever been a situation that I use just 2 to 3 squares of toilet paper.
Me either.
Gotcha. Now, we didn't even get into the whole roll or wad choice. I won't judge her because of her technique, but I do take issue with the 2 to 3 square thing. I normally use so much toilet paper that it looks like I have a tiny oven mitt on my hand. And that's how this thing started. She was down to her last roll of toilet paper. I used the facility in her apartment.
You did?
And I guess she went in there shortly after, which I wouldn't advise. and apparently she had previously done some sort of toilet paper inventory assessment, and she knew how much toilet paper she had, and she was a little perturbed about the amount of toilet paper that I had used.
Okay.
Now, I've had some stupid arguments in my day, but this one probably is in the top 5. She was a little bit upset because she knew how much she had, and she knew when she was going to the store, I guess. And so for her to come in after me, and I had used 3/4 of what was left.
Hold on, Al.
I just had to get a roll of toilet paper just to kind of really gauge what two sheets is.
She wants you to use 2 sheets.
2 sheets.
That's shocking.
It? Yeah. And
you might as well just use your bare hands.
I can't even. Yeah. That's the thing. You don't want it to go through. That you're protecting your hand also. I couldn't even blow my nose with this.
That's bare hand status right there.
Right.
Your girlfriend is gross.
No, oh, she's not gross.
That's gross, Al.
She said she's not gross.
And as a doctor, you know.
She's not gross.
Does she wear a glove?
2 squares?
Does she wear a glove and 2 sheets?
Yeah. Like
maybe that's what it is.
I wouldn't hold her hand after she went to the bathroom, Al.
Well, I'm not going to call her gross. Yeah, see, I know.
Okay, we'll do it. That's gross. 2 to 3 squares is gross.
I use 5.
I do.
5 squares? That's
well,
still...
Well, you know, I might end up using 10 to 15.
Right.
Yeah, I'd say this is 10.
Okay, let's throw it over here, Jenna.
Watch it. You're let's see if Al can catch it. Al can catch it.
All right, here we go.
He caught it.
Because
wow.
I normally go like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, you do make a mitten.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's wasteful. And that's going to clog your toilet. Oh, yeah. You do a full...
Are you serious?
That's something like that.
That is way too much.
That's too much?
Yeah.
I think you're better off doing half of that and then a little more if you need it for the second go round.
Because I go way deep.
Oh, God, you make a cast.
I don't need to get graphic.
Yeah, Well, I'm just saying.
So you want a verdict
on this? Yeah, so I'm right here then, right?
That's too much.
That's too much. She wants too little.
Yeah, there's an in-between, a way in-between.
Has to be a happy medium. Maybe you should each pre-measure. That's what you could do.
Pre-measure
10 or whatever you mutually agree upon is the correct amount.
And then just set it out.
You have it pre-measured and then just, you know, lay it on top. You know, that might be what you have to do to save this relationship.
Yeah.
Roll or wad, y'all?
I wad.
Maybe you need to get those wet wipes that people use, like
they
diaper
make them
wipes.
For now.
The executive wipes.
They do, right. So you don't have to use that much.
That is a big argument that couples have. Kelly and I watched a video where they have the dumbest arguments couples.
Yeah,
right.
They did that. The actors simulating the dumb, stupid arguments couples get into.
And then the argument of
over or under
when you put it on the roll dispenser. Like, I think if you put it under, it wastes because you, when you pull it, so much more comes down,
yeah.
Right?
Maybe something's wrong with me, but I'm not nitpicky, and I've lived with someone before. Things bother me, you know, when you leave like your facial hair in the sink, but maybe it's because I'm not a super clean
freak,
but things like that don't bother me.
It bothers you more once you start to hate them.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. It's like, just rinse it out. But when you start to hate them, that's when these things explode.
Like when you've completely lost sexual attraction.
Yeah. Right.
And the bathroom behavior
bothers.
You've
lost all respect and love and caring about another person's feelings.
That's when it happens.
Everything's annoying.
And the thing is, you don't live together. So it's not even like you're buying your own toilet paper and she's buying hers.
Well, she did. I did let her take one out of the bar one night.
A roll of toilet paper?
Yeah.
Stealing from your bar?
Well, she bought it. She's going to pay it back. Yeah.
You're going to make her pay it back?
Of course she is.
I assume she will. She would.
So basically what we're saying is she's starting to hate you?
No, she's not starting to hate me.
She's not attracted to you anymore.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Let's go to a toilet paper expert on the phone.
Okay.
Trish, what is the proper way to use toilet paper?
Fold.
Why?
That's what I do.
Yeah, definitely fold. You get a bigger surface area, so it takes care of business.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it at least one more time. And I also would say follow up with the wipes, for extra cleanliness factor.
Sure. Thank you.
And I have to say, I'm on Big Al's side this time.
Thank you.
There's no way it's going to work.
Thank you.
It's over.
Thank you, Trish.
Thank you, Trish. I don't think she'd be on your side if she saw the amount that you use. Well, I'm not on either one.
She's closer to my side.
Yeah, see,
you put a whole nother twist into the equation because the country that you hail from, you can't even flush it. You have to put it in the trash can or something.
Which is weird.
Well, that's because you're the toilet.
The plumbing system, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. The plumbing system in the country where I come from is not up to par with your plumbing out.
Why do you think JC came here?
I apologize. I came
to
strictly.
To get away from the plumbing.
Yeah. I came strictly for being able to flush the toilet.
Such a third world number two.
Yeah. Jeez, Al.
Oh, man.
So insensitive. Do you put the toilet paper underneath or over the top on the roll?
Over or under?
Generally speaking, over the top.
See, I like it under. It's easier to pull.
Yeah.
We have another toilet paper expert to let us know how to put the toilet paper roll on. Bailey, should we go over the top or under?
Always over. You never go under. It's too messy if you go under.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I'm a little obsessive compulsive, and it hangs on the wall, and it gets dirty, and it's gross, and you put it over, it's cleaner. But my question is, does everybody's kid use too much toilet paper? I'm like Big Al's girlfriend. I did some inventory of my toilet paper rolls before the kids came over this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the weekend, we had about 3/4 of one roll left, and we started with 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was the kids. They're using like half a roll just to go to the bathroom.
That's because your kids are the ones who toilet papered Kelly Raspberry's house.
They're not, I promise. They're too young.
That's where it's all going.
Well, what's your toilet paper of choice? What's your toilet paper of choice, Bailey?
Angel Soft.
Me too.
Really?
I love Angel Soft.
I love these stuff.
Only by Angel Soft. That stuff that's really the thicker, quiltier ones, I'm not naming names. That stuff clogs your toilet.
Yeah.
Like when you're wiping your butt with pillows, you're flushing those pillows down the toilet and they're going to clog your pipes.
Exactly. I'm a Cottonelle.
Angel Soft is my choice.
I'm a Cottonelle guy.
Thank you, Bailey.
Cottonelle.
I'll tell you the truth. I like Cottonelle's wet wipes.
And Cottonelle is probably the only toilet paper brand that was mentioned in a rap song.
Mm-hmm. Which rap song?
God, if we
know. See, you shouldn't bring up something you don't know. I've never heard a rap song with Cottonelle. I'm not saying you're not telling the truth.
Oh, Kelly, don't call me out on this.
I'm not saying you're not telling the truth. I've never heard of Cottonelle in a rap song.
Shannon, do you know it?
I think it might be from Master P, a.k.a. Master Poop.
It's fairly recent.
Okay.
I want to say it's Drake, but I could be wrong.
From the famous raptor Poop Dog?
Drake would be the rapper to...
I'm on a roll like Cottonelle.
Give me five.
I'm on a roll like Cottonelle.
Is it maybe Poop Diddy?
It's Drake.
All me?
You can't be stealing
all
my
me?
Joke.
It's Drake.
Drake, all me.
Drake.
On a roll like Cottonelle. I was made for all of this.
Drake would make a rhyme about toilet paper. He's so soft. We have a conclusion and a problem solving from David right here for you, Big Al Mac.
Okay.
What should Al do, David?
It's easy. You just need his and hers toilet paper.
Boom.
Yeah, yeah, BYOP.
Do you know I've been to someone's house once, and they had monogrammed toilet paper?
Yeah, I've seen that.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That way you know who's using more, huh, David?
Right.
That's right. Okay, yeah. Next time I go over to the house, take my own toilet paper.
Yeah, bring your own, Al. Bring a backpack. All right. That's how you do it right there. Problem solved.
Thank you, brother.
We're problem solvers on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Mm-hmm. We also determined Al's relationship is heading down the toilet.
It's fine.
Al, your business card should just be made of toilet paper. Business wife.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.